Hello, I'm Peter Dunn from the Communications Office at the University of Warwick, and today I'm with Professor Jean Fréchet, who is Henri Rapoport Chair of Organic Chemistry, Professor of Chemistry and Professor of Chemical Engineering at the University of California in Berkeley. In addition, he's a Principal Investigator in the Materials Science Division of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and is Scientific Director of the Organic and Macromolecular Facility for the Molecular Foundry at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. So welcome to the University of Warwick and congratulations on your honorary degree. Can I first ask you what this award means to you?
Well, this award is very special. It comes from the University of Warwick, a university that rose very, very quickly and became one of the most renowned institutions in the UK. Of course, I have many ties with Warwick, because Warwick is very active in my field, polymer science, with the leading researchers in this field.
Because one of the things I left off from your titles at the top is you've also currently are a vice president researcher at the King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, or KAUST. Are there any particular scientific opportunities that attracted you to work at KAUST?
Well, KAUST is really a unique opportunity. It's a brand new institution, which was created 3 years ago, was built remarkably fast, and is meant to be a new type of institution in the Middle East, trying to bring together people from all different disciplines. Saudi Arabia tends to be a country that we see as being quite isolated. And this is an effort by the king to try to bring people together in one institution. Very, very attractive. Very good resources, an international atmosphere, and a great opportunity for someone like me to start new things.
Of course, I haven't listed your many other previous appointments, but one that stands out to me is in 1987, you moved to Cornell to take up the post of IBM Professor of Polymer Chemistry. Now, to me, IBM stands for International Business Machines. So what was IBM doing funding polymer chemistry?
Well, IBM in those days was very, very much in hardware. Today, of course, they do much more software than hardware. And hardware means computer chips, means microprocessors. And in the early part of my career, I was working on polymers, which are used to essentially allow the printing of processors, making them smaller and smaller, more and more powerful. And this technology was adopted by IBM first, and then it spread out throughout the world. Today, essentially all the chips that are made using a process which was developed in my lab originally. So IBM was very interested in that for their
own
production.
And that partially answers my next question, but I'll ask it nonetheless. You've had endless prizes for your work. You've behind 800 scientific papers, but you also hold over 70 US patents. Are there two other patents other than the IBM work you've just indicated where that work is still in play today or you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, I think there are still patents in rather different areas. For example, I have several patents in connected to the development of a new rubber. Rubber, essentially, to make tires, but very, very special tires that are very resistant to the environment, last quite a bit longer because of the way their chemical composition is made. So this patent is fairly old today, but it's still in use. Another one is related to polymers that look a little bit like a sponge. They can absorb things. They can separate things. As you flow a liquid through, they might be able to retain some compounds and allow for their separation. And this, of course, is being used today in science quite extensively. And finally, I have several patents related to drugs and vaccines, and these are being developed today.
I was going to ask about that next. In fact, it's seed quite nicely into that. You're working on targeted drug delivery using polymers. How can polymers help target a drug to where it needs to go?
So in the case of targeted delivery, we work in the area of cancer chemotherapy. The polymer can help in two functions. One, it serves, as you mentioned, as a drug carrier, meaning a drug is sort of encapsulated in it. But because a drug is surrounded by the polymer, it is not toxic. It means you can reduce the interaction with the body, with the healthy cells. And of course, this is beneficial to the patient. Second, the polymer is fairly large. When it circulates in the body, it cannot reach most cells. But typically, the fact that a cancer cell requires a lot of vasculature, a lot of food, if you will, means that the polymer can leak into the cancer cells. And this is how we deliver to those cells.
And looking at your web pages currently, what you're currently working on, an area which I think is of interest worldwide, energy harvesting and conversion, using polymers again, I'm guessing.
Yes. So here there are several things of interest. Polymers, for example, can be used in photovoltaic cells. So you can see these photovoltaic cells in use all over the world today. Today, the cells that we see are made of silicon, and silicon has remarkable properties. What we are trying to do is make these energy-absorbing and producing cells cheaper and more easy to obtain. Typically, a polymer can be formulated in something that may be like an ink. So we look at the future where these solar cells would be produced much like a newspaper by very, very fast printing on a cheap substrate like paper, plastic. That's one of the targets. Another one is lighting. Lighting is an area where today we use what is called diodes, light-emitting diodes. Mm. And these are, again, remarkably efficient. They allow much smaller consumption of energy. And there, again, making them with polymer can make them much more readily accessible, much cheaper for broad-scale use. There will be a day, probably, where wallpaper can be made of a polymer that will emit light. Gosh. Not bright Gosh. Light, yeah. but enough to create an atmosphere.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds like thanks to your work, polymers are going to continue to change our lives in many ways yet to come. Finally, can I ask you, would you have one piece of advice that you'd give to your fellow graduates today?
Well, the piece of advice is enjoy what you do. There is nothing better in life than having the job that you like. So enjoy what you do. Find out the best thing about your work, and then you will have a good life.
You clearly enjoy what you do, and I've enjoyed talking to you today. And thank you very much for sparing the time, and congratulations again on your honorary degree.
Thank you very much.